with us, Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good primary morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
All eyes, of course, on New York today as presidential primary, as well as a key election, certainly for the New York State Senate down on Long Island. But why don't you give us a sense of what's happening today?
Well, New York's contest is often an afterthought to the national battle for the nomination that is often settled by the end of March, but this year's race and the likelihood of at least one party holding a brokered national convention makes it all different. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, both claiming to be homebodies, I guess, because they're from New York, are appearing to be winning, and according to the latest polls, but the margins will determine how many delegates they walk away with as each tries to solidify their respective leads going into the next primary battles. Brooklyn native Bernie Sanders hopes a strong showing against Clinton will continue to build the momentum of his challenge. The Vermont senator has been on a winning streak in recent primaries and caucuses in other states, but Clinton still has more delegates. But because of the way the delegates are awarded in each of the state's 27 congressional districts, even if New York goes to Clinton, Sanders could come away with a nice haul of delegates. Similarly, on the Republican side, Donald Trump has been way ahead of the polls. He's expected to get up to 50% or more statewide, but Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich are splitting the difference, and a lot of registered voters will not be able to participate in today's primary. If you had wanted to switch your political affiliation to be eligible, you would have had to do so last October. If you were not registered at all, you could have registered in March, but that's gone by, too. So for the registered Democrats and Republicans, polls in the Capital Region are open from noon to 9 p.m.
From that, we turn to the issue of charter schools, and specifically a charter school.
Yeah, our education writer Bethany Bump reports today that the State Board of Regents has approved a request from two Albany charter schools to merge operations and expand their enrollment this fall by adding another grade level. Brighter Choice Charter School for Boys and Brighter School Charter School for Girls, which had been separate entities, will still operate out of their own buildings but will share resources and governance. And the move, officials say, will allow them to save money and pay off their debts. They're privately operated, but they run with money provided by the school district and the state. For now, these two schools will be joining together to bolster their ability to survive.
You've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, you can head to timesunion.com. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.